21 Olympic, Paralympic and Commonwealth Games athletes from 13 sports have committed to be the inaugural Lifeline Community Custodians, which is a program put together by the Australian Institute of Sport. It has just been launched, and leading that group of athletes is Australian Opals captain Jenna O'Hay. Jenna, welcome to SEN.
Thank you for having me.
Give us an idea, what is the concept here?
The concept is to spread awareness about mental health and to try and help as many of the people in the community as we can. There's a bit of a stigma around mental health, I think, in Australia, and, you know, we're trying to eradicate that and really get out into the communities and spread awareness about something that is deep-rooted in our society.
Practically, what will it entail for you and the athletes who have signed up to it?
Yeah, we'll be going to all different parts of Australia and being involved in fundraisers to raise money for Lifeline in order to get, you know, more volunteers on board. It takes a year for them to train volunteers. We're going to rural parts of Australia and helping those in need, whether it be the farmers who have gone through the flooding or things like that, just to help communities to reach out to them and instill hope in them.
Why do you think sport can be a powerful driver in an issue that that seems to be worsening in our community?
I think athletes are really great role models in the community, and I think if people can see athletes being vulnerable, speaking about the different battles that they've gone through, whether it be personal or within family, then other people can feel more comfortable talking about it as well. And I think that's one of the big things about mental health is people are a bit shy or a bit scared to talk about it. And so we're, you know, trying to tell our stories in order to make other people feel more comfortable, and just being sporting role models, we're hoping that we can, you know, reach a wide variety of people.
And this is particularly poignant for you, Jenna. If you're comfortable to, just share with us how this tragedy has touched your family in recent times.
Yeah, in December, my uncle took his own life, and it took our family by surprise. And since then, I've been doing a lot of research in the suicide statistics within Australia, and they're just so much higher than I ever realised. And so I figured if I didn't know those statistics, then a lot of other people in Australia wouldn't know them either. And so to share that awareness with Australia, I think, is really important. And I don't want people to feel alone like my uncle did, and I also don't want other families to go through what our family has been through. So just trying to spread that awareness and get it out there into the community that we can talk about our feelings, and that everyone in Australia does have someone that will listen to them, whether it be a family member, a friend, a colleague, or Lifeline. There's people out there, and there's resources available for everyone.
You were quick to initiate something proactive on that front with the Women's National Basketball League, weren't you?
Yeah, I was so proud of the efforts of the WNBL. I initiated what's called Lifeline Rounds. So along with Lifeline, we every team in the WNBL donated $100 towards every three-point shot they made in that round, and then the WNBL matched it. And so we raised over $15,000 in that round, and I hope it can turn into an annual event and it can keep growing and getting bigger and bigger each year. The money we raised was amazing, but I think the awareness that we spread was just as important.
Jenna, does it provide a sense of purpose, perhaps, for you and your family in a time when you're faced with tragedy?
Yeah, and it's a great way to honour Ferg, my uncle, and the life that he lived. And, you know, through tragedy, I'm really proud that this great thing has come out of it, and that hopefully I can help as many people as I can, and the other 20 athletes as well that are community custodians along with Lifeline and the AAS. We just want to help as many people and spread as much awareness as we can.
Have you found in your colleagues there that the athletes that have signed up, that those who have either similar personal stories or an awareness which gives them a real personal drive to be a part of it?
Yeah, we had a training day yesterday where we all got together, and we all shared our personal experience, and everyone has a different story to share, and everyone's gone through a different battle. And to bring all those stories together to initiate this community custodians program has been amazing. And yesterday was an emotional day, and I can't wait to share our stories on a wider scale and over the next year just create as much awareness and reach out to as many people and instill hope in them.
Well, So clearly there's a great bond now between the 21 of you from Olympic and Paralympic and Commonwealth Games. Can you imagine that bond that essentially is formed yesterday will be something that will sustain you all for a period of time?
Yeah, and I can't wait to, you know, watch their careers and get to know them more on a personal level. There was a great trust in the room yesterday in being able to share those stories and lean on each other, and we're going to continue to do that with one another. And, you know, I just met so many wonderful people yesterday and today, and I can't wait to continue to build those bonds and friendships with them.
Yeah, it's a terrific idea and a tremendous program to address something in the community that is urgently needed, and where sport can play a role, it should. Jenna, just on an Opals front, is the Boomers are much hyped at the moment. They've got these two big dates coming in Melbourne and two in Perth. They've got the World Cup coming, an eye towards the Olympics. What's the Opals program for you at the moment?
We actually go into camp on Friday on the Gold Coast. So I think there's going to be 18 athletes up on the Gold Coast in the first camp of 2019 leading into Tokyo. So we've got the camp in a couple of days. That'll be about a week's worth. It'll be really great to get all together again because we haven't seen each other as a group since the silver medal in Spain last year. And then we've got a few camps later in the year heading towards the Asian Cup and qualifiers for the Olympics. So it's an exciting time.
Yeah. What will the collective determination be, do you think, as you really start to plot the course towards the Games?
Look, it's always to medal. We want to do as best we can at the Tokyo Olympics. And, you know, this camp tomorrow is the stepping stone towards that. So to get all together and, you know, start building that culture and leading towards the Olympics. It's a special time and there's nothing like the Olympics, so we're all getting ready.
Good on you, Jenna. Thanks for your time today and well done being part of this terrific initiative.
Thank you so much.
Jenna O'Hay, who is the Opals captain, joining the Paralympic Commonwealth Games and Olympic athletes who have committed to being the inaugural Lifeline Community Custodians through the Australian Institute of Sports. Plenty of your messages. There's a lot of support for LeBron Jackson from Mornington. A bit harsh on LeBron. He missed 25 games. They would have been the fifth seed if he plays uninjured. Thanks, Jacko. Tom in Mornington's taking us down a rabbit hole. He's clearly better than Michael Jordan, Jared. Jordan never came close to playing a team as stacked as the Golden State Warriors with potentially five or six Hall of Famers on one team. LeBron, only player in the top 10 for assists and points all time. And do I need to play the longevity card? That usually sparks quite the pushback, that sort of text. But it's not working at the Lakers, that's for sure. This season has panned out nothing like it was supposed to, and Magic Johnson has abandoned ship, giving up the presidency of the Los Angeles Lakers. The morning wrap coming up. We'll revisit Malcolm Blight, Ray Chamberlain, Paddy Dangerfield, Bruce McAvaney coming up after the break.